Alright, so this is Danny Mockel's Daily Writing Diary for Monday, August 31st, 2009. It's 11:14 p.m. on a Monday, and let's see, what did I do today? Let's see, I went to work, thought about writing at lunch, but got distracted by who knows what. I really need to utilize the lunch time to write more. It's a really good spot, and I can just take the laptop and block out the world, and so we'll see what happens on that front. I'm having a lot of trouble. I don't know if it's just me not having the time, or it's not presenting itself, or I'm not making it properly, or am I just lazy? I don't know. I'm just having some trouble getting the words in. So, did I write today? No. I was going to submit for the 25-word hint fiction by Robert Swartwood, I think his name is, and I wrote two stories for it, one called Boys Will Be Boys, and then another one called Saint. It's only 25 words, so I'll read it to you. Boys Will Be Boys. Roll a wagon down a hill, and you're Speed Racer. Swing from a tire, and you're Tarzan. Play in that pond, and you're dead. The thing with hint fiction is it's an extremely minimal amount of words that suggests something more. And so that was Boys Will Be Boys, and Saint was, Lord keep thee and protect thee. God wasn't the only one watching you sin. Pull back the hammer. Listen to your soul fall from grace. So, yeah, what I had done is I actually wrote those probably a couple weeks ago, and I kept a reminder on my software that I use on my iPhone called Remember the Milk. It's task management, and it just kept shooting me a task every day. Do your 25-word story. Do your 25-word story. And then it got to today, the deadline, and then I went to post them, and I didn't stop to figure or think about time zones. So the competition apparently closed during the Eastern time, so I cannot mail mine in anymore. He's already closed everything, and I don't even know what's going on, so those are just gonna go die into the abyss, so you'll probably be the only one to hear it if you're listening to this right now. That sucks. That totally sucks. Why would I wait that long to do that? That's so dumb. I guess I just thought I would write more of them and then pick the best one. But yeah, that worked not. So now, oh, on the Give Blood and Thanks front, I had a new subscriber today who has a very large podcast. They're up to like 200 episodes, and they asked me for a promotional piece for Give Blood and Thanks. And I don't know. I've been putting off creating the actual promo piece for it because it's a certain level of commitment to the project, and right now I'm in my happy little zone where my story doesn't really matter. No one's really, you know, I mean, people are listening to it, but no one's like on the edge of their seat emailing me, hey, when's the next piece? Hey, when's the next piece? And I can just write it at my leisure. But if I started making a promo for it and promoting it, that would definitely change the game a little bit, wouldn't it? And I'm not quite sure how I feel about that yet. So, but I'm probably going to do it and stop being a pussy. So, I just need to get it to novella status, and that's probably going to catapult me ahead a little bit. And if you're listening to this, which probably no one is, then you can go listen to the story at DannyMockel.com. You can follow the link in my Audioboo profile. Or if you're hitting this up on Tumblr, wherever you find this, there's probably a link to me somewhere. But if not, DannyMachal.com. It's got a podcast feed there. I like crap. Hey, if you found it through this, let me know, so I know that this is actually going somewhere. And that'll indicate if I promote it or not. I'm still going to keep trying to do it every day, even though I missed yesterday. So we're off to a roaring good start. That's it for Monday. Hope you guys all have a pleasant Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow.